Kevin, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Doing fine, thanks.
I need you to tell me about Line 6B. It has been tested by the company because I know you wanted to get it back online after the repair, after the oil leak. Where do you stand with that?
Well, we were able to start the line on the 28th. That would be Tuesday, and it's a gradual restart. It takes a couple of days to pressure that line up and get product into the line. And so that process started and is really nearing completion, getting to the point where we need it to be. And it's gone well. It's good to get it back on, but it's still most important in that area that we continue to work on cleaning up the river, cleaning up Talmadge Creek with regard to the incident itself. So both things seem to be going well this week.
So is it fully operational at this time, or are you still in the process of bringing it up to where it's 100% flow?
Yeah, it's near full operation. I've not heard that it is a completed operation yet, but I would imagine that by later today or the end of the week here for sure, that will be in full operation.
Have there been any challenges or leaks?
With regard to the startup?
Yes.
There have not. No, it's gone well. We brought in a team of compliance folks from different parts of the company who could focus just on that. Obviously, we have everybody else focusing on the restoration and cleanup. So this other team was working specifically on the startup, and I hear from them that all has gone well.
Now, I understand there are some other lines that Enbridge owns and manages throughout the state, including one near the St. Clair River, that have some dents and dings and challenges. What's Enbridge's plan to deal with those?
Yeah, the St. Croix River, it's the St. Clair River Line 6B that crosses that river. There's a dent in that line, and that's something that we have been aware of for some time and have been working with PHMSA and the Office of Pipeline Safety to address for several months and talk that through. We received a written notification from them on the 20th of October. We made written notification to them with regard to our understanding of what that dent looks like. And we've done some analysis and tests of it. We're going to be working to replace that line underneath that river in the coming months.
And there's some other challenges in the state. Will you be working on those also?
Yes, you know, we will continue to address the various anomalies that we have identified. And I think I had mentioned even the other day on the line with you that we have a real aggressive inspection program, integrity program, where we identify anomalies and look into those. Some of them meet a threshold where we need to go look and see a little bit more about what the issue is, and in some places we need to perhaps recode a line or resleeve a line. In other cases, they fall under that threshold, and we continue to monitor them. So we'll continue to do that as we always have across our system.
Kevin, there's been some accusations against the company that you have made folks who want funding or want help to clean up their property or to sell their property that they have to sign an affidavit, stating that they would not sue you in order for them to get these funds and services. Is that true in any capacity?
Well, you know, we needed to establish a system early on as we were getting requests for such a wide range of things. We needed to have a process in place that allowed us to manage that. We have brought in Dennis Archer, as you know, a couple of weeks ago, who was a former Associate Justice of the Supreme Court in Michigan and former mayor of Detroit. He's in the process of reviewing that entire process, that claims process, and is going to be getting back to us here in the coming weeks with his recommendations. Maybe there are some things that we need to look at and go back and make some adjustments to. We have done some adjustment work along the way as some of those concerns have come forward. You know, one of the things that had come forward early was people who had actually paid for something initially out of their pocket and came back for reimbursement. And we know that there were a few of those who were asked to sign claims forms, and the process was not set up initially to do that. But I think in the heat of all that was going on and all the claims early on, there were certainly some that fell through the cracks, and we've since rectified those.
So were there affidavits that people had to sign stating that they wouldn't sue the company?
There are certainly documents we had them indicate that we were going to release, if we were going to pay them money for covering costs of things, we wanted them to sign a document that they wouldn't be essentially coming back to us again for that same claim. Certainly if there are additional claims on other elements that they're concerned about, they would be able to come back through that claim process again, and that's always been the case.
And before I let you go, I wouldn't want your job, because you've had a lot of tough questions. Obviously, your company is responsible for that oil spill that dumped more than 800,000 gallons of crude oil into the river. You're doing everything you can to clean that up. You've had some challenges with some subcontractors, but you folks keep hanging in there, and you're to be applauded for the job. I have some more questions. I'll get back in touch with you, Kevin. I want to learn more about oil sands. It sounds pretty interesting.
Okay.
All right. Enjoy your day. Thank you so much for your time.
Sounds good.